7. An invincible calm. A commitment to war must be absolute, for once killing has been done, it cannot be undone. Thus, the true justification of war must be determined before commitment is made, Loken reads out. But when war is made against demons, there need be no other justification than it is a war made against demons. This from a manifesto on combat written in the 277th century. Loken lowers Sinderman's notebook and turns back a page or two. That's a long time ago, Kirill. The depths of Long Night, he remarks. Arresting, I'm sure, but I'm not sure of the purpose of any of this.
Neither are we, Garville, says Sinderman.
He's explained his efforts once, and he's tired of repeating himself. Rain beats on the high roof of the Great Hall, and thunder that isn't thunder rolls outside. They've gathered around a reading table in one small corner of the gloomy library. Sinderman sits, weary. Mauer leans against bookshelves, her arms folded. The young archivist hugs the shadows behind them, timid. All three are watching the grey Astartes as he stands examining the books and notes.
There is shadow under this red rock. Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either. Your shadow at morning striding behind you, or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust.
Loken looks up from the notebook. Why that one? He asks. Why note that one? Sinderman shrugs.
I don't know. It seemed to resonate at the time. That was one you called out, Perthuck. I just scribbled it down.
He looks across at Mauer.
Do you remember?
He asks. She shakes her head. She's still staring at Loken.
You still haven't accounted for your presence here, she says.
To his left, Sinderman feels the young archivist shrink further into the shadows of the stacks. The Astartes, his plate pitted and flecked with blood and dirt, simply terrifies her. She can do nothing except stare at him and cower. Loken looks over at Mauer. He has removed his helm and set it on the table. It doesn't make him any less intimidating.
I have no account to make, he says.
Shouldn't you be? Asks Mauer. I'm just guessing now. Fighting somewhere?
I was, says Loken. I thought I was. I was at Prestor Gate, the heart of it. I was moving with a formation of Dawn's men to engage at the processional of the Eternals.
And?
I heard gunfire close by. I went to the assistance of your colleague. Olborn, is it? Olborn. I went to his aid.
He pauses and turns another page.
95th century allegorical verse.
Really?
He asks. He looks at Sinderman quizzically and shrugs.
And then?
Asks Mauer.
You were with Olborn? I've known you a long time, Garville, says Sinderman. You often hesitate to speak when you can't make sense of facts.
Loken glances at him.
There are no facts, Kirill, he says. Everything is broken.
I don't quite know what that means, says Sinderman.
The part I left out, says Loken. I was at Prestor Gate. I heard gunfire close by. I went to help Olborn. But then I was at Scholaster Hall on the Via Aquila. That's where Olborn was.
Prestor's 24 kilometers from there, says Mauer.
20, but yes. However, to me, it was a street away.
You must have lost track of time, says Mauer. In the heat of battle?
No, says Loken.
A blackout?
No, Loken repeats. I considered all of those things. Fatigue, confusion, acoustic shock. But it keeps happening.
What do you mean?
I lost Olborn on the Via Aquila. We were looking for Keeler. I thought I was heading for the Lotus Gates, but I found myself on the Via Tyrannic. So I tried again. Two streets across from Tyrannic, I was at the Metome Wall. Places leagues apart, folding into other places, no matter what route I took. Multiple times it's happened. In the last hour, I've been from Lionsgate to the Palatine to the Sanctum. Locations hundreds of kilometers apart.
But Eternity Gate is sealed, Mauer begins.
In the last hour? Sinderman asks.
What time is it? Loken asks, though it seems more like a challenge than a query.
The clock's all stopped, sir,
says the archivist from the shadows, daring a whisper. Loken looks at her and she flinches.
She's right, he says. That's the first true statement anyone's made. The clocks have stopped. Time has unwound. Time and dimension. I suspected as much, and I said so to Allborn. I'll say the same to you. The warp is in us, so profoundly. Everything is changing, compacting, contorting. Places are touching that shouldn't touch, melting and fusing with each other. The palace, and I suspect all of this world, is blurring and realigning as a deranged labyrinth. Time has stopped, and distance is meaningless.
Is this a weapon turned on us?
Mauer asks. For the first time, Sinderman hears a hint of fear in her voice.
Is the sorcerous powers of the foe collapsing up?
It could be, says Loken. It could be the work of the Crimson King. It could be any of them. One final twist of the knife to tumble us into madness and ensure their triumph. But if you want my personal opinion, I don't think it is. I think it's a symptom, a byproduct of the war. My cursed father has brought the entire power of chaos within him and unleashed it upon Terra. The whole world is drowning in the Immaterium, and the physical laws around us are changing. First it was dreams and nightmares, possessions, then the birth of neverborn things. Now it is the fabric of reality itself unraveling. Chaos has infected Terra, reshaped it according to its own rules as it draws us into the bosom of its realm. The archivist suddenly starts to cry. Sinderman gets up to comfort her.
This is how you came here? He asks.
When I found myself in the Sanctum, says Loken, I tried to get to the Delphic to serve there. Each time I did, I found myself in a rain-swept courtyard. The times I tried again, each time, the same courtyard. The one outside this hall. It is as though something wants me to be here. This place. So the fourth time, I went along with it and came inside and found you.
Are you saying you think you've been directed here? Asked Mauer. By who? By what?
By something, says Loken. At first it was all random, but since I reached the Sanctum, it has seemed deliberate, as if I was being shown a sign. Something wants me at the Hall of Leng. I suspect the Sigilite.
Why?
I am chosen by him, and he's often been in my head these last weeks. But he has always spoken to me and made his presence known. I don't know why he doesn't speak now. I want him to tell me what he needs me to do here. When I came in, I thought it would be obvious.
And it's not?
Asks Mauer.
It may have something to do with your work, says Loken. But the rationale for that isn't even obvious to you.
What was the last thing he said to you?
Asks Sinderman.
Loken shrugs. Combat directives, and that was days ago. Nothing pertinent. He simply plants instructions into the minds of the Chosen to keep them tasked. Well, he is, as you can imagine, busy.
He pauses.
But I'll say this, he adds. When I was at Prestor Gate, just before I went to help Allborn, a phrase popped into my head, just very suddenly. I think it was something you quoted to me years ago, Kirill, aboard the Spirit, when you were an iterator and I sat in your audiences. I don't know why it came back to me.
You were a rewarding student in those days, Garviel,
says Sinderman with a sad smile. He pats the young archivist on the shoulder and finds his kerchief so she can dry her eyes.
What was the phrase?
In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm, says Loken.
Sinderman frowns.
I don't recall quoting that, he says. I'm not even certain who it is. Is it Pal Curtis Farrick?
The archivist, blowing her nose, says something.
Camus,
she repeats, a little louder.
It's Camus.
Whom I have not read, says Cinderman.
There's a copy here,
she says. So you have read books, says Cinderman. She flushes.
Some, I confess. There is definitely a copy here, says Mauer.
They look at her. She is holding up her data slate, the screen towards them.
I wrote this down, she says. I'd given up calling things out by then. It was the last thing I wrote down before Loken arrived.
On the screen are the words, In the midst of chaos, I found there was, within me, an invincible calm.